Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be completing today Simen Tov Ayin Beis, dealing with the Arba Kosos at the Seder. We begin the very top line, Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Mishenu Shose Yayin, Mipneshe Maziko Osono. If somebody normally doesn't drink wine because it makes him feel uncomfortable, it hurts him in some way, Osono, he just doesn't like the taste of wine. Nevertheless, even though that's all year round acceptable, Sarich Lidchok Atzmo, he has to push himself, the Lishtos, and drink the 4 cups of wine on Pesach, Likayim Mitzvah Arba Kosos, in order to fill the mitzvah of drinking the 4 cups of wine, as we've discussed earlier in the Siman, on the night of the Seder. Mishneh Berurah explains on Sivkot Lamed Hei, Rotzel Omar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shemitztar Bishsiyoso, even if it's going to go and be painful to him to drink the 4 cups of wine, it's going to give him a headache. However, if it's going to make him bedridden, then that's not included. A person doesn't have to really get that sick from the 4 cups of wine, but it just makes him uncomfortable. He doesn't like it. It's difficult for him. Then he does have to drink the Arba Kosos of wine. Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Yehuda, who would drink the Arba Kosos of wine and he would have headache till Shavuos. Nevertheless, he drank them. The issue footnote number 42 brings down, if somebody is unable to drink wine for the Arba Kosos because it makes him so sick, so Nitzan Karlitz Zatzal says he should drink grapefruit juice in that situation. This is also the opinion of Yashin Zatzal. And he says that this mitz over here is like Chamar Medina. Rav Nitzan Karlitz Zatzal adds, Sha'afilu Shekosha Lomar Alav Shu Chamar Medina. Even though it's difficult to say that grapefruit juice is Chamar Medina, nevertheless, in order that we should still have a semblance of the Dalit Kosos, he should drink this juice for the mitzvah Dalit Kosos. Furthermore, he says, if a person wants to be machmir himself, say, no, I don't really care if I get sick from drinking this wine, I'm going to drink it anyway, even though it's contraindicated, it's medically bad for him, let's say he's on certain medicines that will have a very, very bad reaction with wine, so I'm going to drink it anyway. So then Dain Weiss at Sal in the Minchas Yitzchak says that such a person who puts himself at risk, he brings out for the Mari Asad, it's a mitzvah bo be'aveira, and in the name of the Marim Shik, he says, it's not even a mitzvah bo be'aveira, it's not a mitzvah at all, it's just an aveira. If a person cannot drink the Dalit Kosos of wine, it's contraindicated for him, then he can't be Otsi the mitzvah with wine. And if he does, he doesn't get a mitzvah, he's in fact doing an avera. The Chavetz Chaim adds over here in the Shaar Tzion, Ostun Beis, he says, it's Pashut over here, that in this way, it's not Derech Cheres. If a person gets so sick, he's bedridden because of drinking the wine, so then how can you say that that demonstrates Derech Cheres, drink wine in that situation? Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav tells us further, Masha Ein Kein B'Shabbos Yom Yomim Tovim, on Shabbos and Yontif, when you have to make Kiddush, Yochol Shmoa Kiddush Me'ach V'Yotzi Bo. Who says if you can't drink wine that you can't be Yotzi Kiddush? Let somebody else make Kiddush Me'Yotzi for you. However, on Pesach night, you have to drink the Dalit Kosos. It's not enough to hear somebody else make the Bracha. Habalocha Chol Chiyav Ashasiyah, I'll call them here, you must drink. The issue footnote number 43 brings down, Hainu Dafku Be'ofen Shenanek Tzas Mishtiyah Sayayin. That which we said that you have over here to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is when you get some Hanoah from the wine. Avlamu Mo'os Be'enav, if the wine really is disgusting to him, Ve'en Yochol Lish Tzoso Klal, and he gets a zero benefit from the wine. So then Rabbi Yashiv says, such a person, Ein Tzorach Lish Tos Yayin, Mishum She'en Bishasiyazu, Derech Heruz Klal. Again, similar idea to what the Chavetz Chaim just said, if it really makes you sick, or you really can't stand it, even if it doesn't make you sick, that's not called Derech Heruz to drink such wine. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lamed Zayin says, V'yochol L'mozgo Heitev, you can also dilute the wine so it has less of a bad effect on you. However, he says, Ochein B'inah She'yad Dayin Royal L'Kiddush, but you can't dilute it so much that it's no longer a Bar Piyagofen, or that it's not capable to make Kiddush on it. And we learned these halachas previously, Ayin La'el and Simen Ayin Reish Beis, Reish Ayin Beis, Sivkot and Tez Zayin, the Mishneh Berurah. And like as you said, in this situation where you can't have the wine, then you could possibly have grape juice. If you can't have grape juice, you can have raisin wine, or even the beverage that's known as Chamar Medina. Like we said, maybe the grapefruit juice or other types of beverages like that. Obviously, you can't have beer on Pesach, which would normally be another example of Chamar Medina. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Yayin Edom. Ideally, one should have red wine. The Ramah, however, brings down from the Torah, im ein halovin mishubach bimenu, unless there's white wine that's a higher quality. But in general, if the red is a better quality, and even if they're the same quality, then red wine should be preferred to be used. The Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lamed Ches explains, this is because based upon the Pasuk, the Siv, al teri yayin ki yisadom. The Pasuk says that real wine is red. Alma, we see from here, the ha'admimus, the redness, is mala the chashivus. That's an elevated idea. That's the higher level, and it shows significance and chashivus and importance. But furthermore, another reason to have red wine, he says, zechel adam. This red wine reminds us of the dam. Shea paro shochi b'nei Yisrael, rechmona litzlan. 150 Jewish babies were killed every morning and every night by paro. Plus, he threw all the Jewish babies into the Nile. So therefore, this reminds us of the dam that was spilt in Mitzrayim. However, the Mishnah brings down, and this is a very sad, additional tragic historical note. Uvimakomos shemitsuyin hagoyim lahalil alilo shikarim. In places Nebuch with their blood libels, and they're saying that we're killing goyish children in order to drink their blood. So then, nimnayim milikach yain adam. Then, specifically, they had the custom not to take red wine. They would specifically use white wine so there wouldn't be Rachmana Luslan pogroms and all sorts of terrorist attacks on the Jewish people because they're killing the goyish children. Rachmana Luslan, of course, that is ridiculous. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, when you take white wine, so Rav Ozna Zatzal brings down, Sharvenu im k'tzas yayin edom k'di ladimo, to add a little bit of red wine to it, to give it a reddish hue, and in this way, you fulfill a little bit of both. However, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down that doesn't do anything. By adding a little bit of red wine, that doesn't change it from being white wine. However, you put in enough red wine, so then it is red wine. He then brings down their additional potential problems with coloring, with soveya, when you're changing the white wine into red wine. And he brings out that the Chayyam says you shouldn't do this. However, he says, Litein yayin lovin liyayin edom, but to add white wine into red wine, so then, Rav Ozna Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi brings down, Sha'af l'dasa chayyadam, rasha lasus kein. That's not a problem because you're just making it a little bit less red. You're not really coloring it. Likewise, Rav Ozna brings down that if you add anything besides red wine to the white wine to try to get it to be red, if you put in some sort of a red dye, that accomplishes nothing. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yotzin b'yayin mevushal ubikunditon. One can fulfill his mitzvah of drinking the Dalet Kosos with wine that is cooked. In other words, what we would say is pasteurized wine, yayin mevushal, and also with kunditon, which is sweetened wine. What does this exactly mean? So the Mishnah explains in Sif Kotan Lamites, Ulechatchila tov yosel likach yayin sheinu mevushal. Ideally, all things being equal, you should take non-mevushal wine. Im lo shem mevushal tov yosel. Unless the mevushal wine is preferred, it's a higher quality, then you can take mevushal even lechatchila. The non-mevushal wines, while they may be slightly better in terms of their importance in chashivas, so they run the risk if there's a non-Jewish person or a Jewish person who's not a Shomer Torah mitzvos, they could turn that wine into stam yenum, into being a potential problem with drinking it. And therefore, certainly if there are people at the table that are in Shomer Torah mitzvos, so it would be preferable to use yayin mevushal in any event. And the same rules apply in regards to the sweetened wine, the kanditon wine. What is exactly kanditon? So the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem tells us pirush shema'orubo dvash u'pilpulin. Has mixed in it some sort of honey and other types of spices. In regards to what is acceptable beverages over there for wine, that same law applies over here as well. The issue footnote number 45 tells us if the wine that is mavushal is equal in quality to the wine that's not mavushal, so yesh lekadesh al yayin she'eno mavushal, then it's preferable to take the eino mavushal wine, lochush l'dasa omim shalo lekadesh al mavushal, because there is an opinion that says that you can make kiddush on mavushal wine because you weren't allowed to use mavushal wine on the mizbeach, and the wine that we make kiddush with has to be wine that could be roy to be put on the mizbeach, at least in theory. The issue footnote number 46 brings down that even if you mix in a little bit of davash, it's called konditin over here, and one shouldn't make kiddush on this lechatchila according to these opinions. Ulinin birchasa, what bracha do you make on this honey mixed wine? So we already learned in Simon Reish Beis, Shafilu benosin rov davash upilpulin, vayayin hu miyut, even though the wine is only the minority, nevertheless you still make a bar piya goffin on it because the wine is the ikra part over here. The addition of the honey and the other spices is just to make the wine taste a little bit better, but the wine is still the ikker. Sifyud Gimel the Mechaber writes, Afilu Oni Hamasparnis Ben Tzedakah. Even an Oni who's really destitute, he gets his sustenance from Tzedakah. Nevertheless, Yimkar Malbusho, he has to sell his clothing, O Yulva, or he should lend money, O Yaskir Atzmo, or even rent himself out, hire himself out, in order that he should get money, Bishul Yayin La'arba Kosos, he can purchase the Dalet Kosos. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Umish Ainlu Ela Arba Kosos, Achar Maziga, if somebody only has the Dalet Kosos after it's diluted, so Yikochem Hakol Lila Rishona. So then he should use all of it on the first night to Seder and not leave for the second night or split it in some way. V'ner beso odif mi'abrikosos. If you only have a choice of lighting candles or getting wines, he says ner beso is even more important. Mishum shalom bayis, because the candlelight will allow there to be shalom bayis. Omisha ain't low elishtaim or shalosh kosos. If you only have two or three cups, so then this will discuss the Yirtzeh Hashem ayin in the reish sim and tof pegim with Morgan Avram and Sivkot and Beis ech yinhag, what we shall do. So we'll wait till we get over there. Sivkot min beis yim kar mabusho. A poor person has to even sell the clothing off his back to get the wine. Hainu, this is only im hagaboyim lo nosulo. If the gabay tztaka hasn't given him money, apal pikein ain't lo lift haratzmo. He could say, well, I didn't get for money from tztaka, so I don't have to do the mitzvah. No, you still have to sell the shirt off your back to do the mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah laments, Achein be'emes heimichuyavim litein laniyim arbakosos. It's the responsibility of the tzibor, of the congregation, and the gabbai is in charge of the tzedakah funds to make sure that every person has enough money for the dalet kosos. Usmihani, and the Mishnah Berurah is astonished, al eze makomos, in some places, shein mashkichen, I said, that they're not careful to make sure that all the poor people in their town have dalet kosos. Hello, dov is a poshut, umavur bekama poskim. He says this is very straightforward and simple, and many poskim, you can see this in Shaar Tzion, Os Nun Ches, the Rambam, the Smag, the Rashbam, and other poskim all say this is essential and an obligation for the tzibur to make sure that all the poor people are taken care of on Pesach night. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Gimel, that you need to give them arba kosos shoyayin or chamar medina, or at least give them, if they don't have wine, to give them chamar medina. The arba kosos niskinu kineged arba lishonos shogula, and we know that the four kosos that we have, Chazal set up against the four lishonos in Parshas Vo'era of the Geula. Votzesi eschem, vitzati eschem, v'gaalti eschem, v'lokachti eschem. The issue footnote number 47 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Lochein tiknu chachamim lohosev b'shtiyas adalet kosos. That's why we reclined during the dalet kosos, because they allude to the dalet shonos of Geula. And likewise, b'achilas hakorech v'nafikomen, when we eat the matzah, there's echel l'pesach, shoyenechel derech eris. And these things were drunk and eaten derech eris, that's why we reclined during them as well. Sif Yudalad, the Mechaber writes, Gam ha-noshim chayavus b'arbakosos. Women are also obligated in the arbakosos, and as well, v'chol mitzos ha-nohagos, b'yos ha-layla, and all the other mitzos, because afein o'yu b'yos ha-nes. Women were also tremendously evolved, b'shul nosim tzidkanios nigalu, because of the righteous women we were eventually removed from the exile in Egypt, and therefore women are obligated as well. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Dalet, the Afshu Mitzvah Shazman Grama. One could have said, well, you have to have it on the night of Pesach, and therefore it's a Mitzvah Sase Shazman Grama, and therefore women should be exempt. Mekomokum Chayavos, nevertheless, as I pointed out, they are Chayavos because Sha'af Hein Ayu Be Osu Anes, because women were included in all of the miracles, and they were saved and Nigla from Mitzrayim, and as I pointed out, it's because of the righteous women that we were. Not left in Mitzrayim, but we removed from the exile of Mitzrayim. Sivkot Memhei, all the mitzvahs of that night, kegon matzah, umaror, v'amiris hagadah. The women are obligated in eating matzah, in eating maror, and in the saying of the Haggadah. The issue footnote number 48 brings down v'chayuvim b'achilas matzah, their obligation in eating matzah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, shehu minatori. He says that's actually daraisa, even though it's a mitzvah that's shizman groma. And the Gemara in Pesachim says, "Shatzivu shalachilas matzah hukash leisrachilas chametz." Anybody that's not allowed to eat chametz has to eat matzah, and therefore noshim are not allowed to eat chametz, so they're obligated in achilas matzah. This is similar to anybody that's not allowed to do a low sase on Shabbos also has to do all the assays on Shabbos, even though they're time dependent. And the same halacha applies in regards to maror. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds, "There's a hekesh between the maror and the matzah, and the women are obligated in both." He says, "Ap is manazer shechiv maror hu rak midrabanan." Even though nowadays it's only midrabanan, so he says the rabbis were masakin all the derabanans based upon the deraisa. So the mitzvah of maror was masakin; it was set up that it should apply to women as well. The issue footnote number 49 brings down that women are obligated in sefer yitzitz mitzrayim. He brings down for the chayyadam shekivan shehevi mitzvah seishaman grama. The chiyuv is only midrabanan mishum shedin shtiyas hakosus hu aser ha-gadah. You have to drink the kosus on when you're reading the Haggadah. Umemele mechuyavos b'sipra ha-gadah. Therefore, women are obligated in sipra ha-gadah because the mechuyavos in the arba kosus. And this seems to be the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah as well. However, the chinuch brings down shechiyuv hu midaraisa. No, that this obligation for women to say the Haggadah is a chiyuv daraisa. Kivin sha'at heinah yubi osa nes. Again, because the women were involved in the nes. And even though it's a mitzvah sas yishazman grama, Rabbi Yashiv explains that women only became exempt from mitzvah shazman grama on Har Sinai, and this was before Har Sinai, where they were mitzrayim, and therefore lochein chayavos hem b'mitzvah. They are chayav in this mitzvah shari matan Torah l'niftu m'chiyuvim shiyu aleim kodem lochein, because they were obligated before matan Torah. So matan Torah is when the mitzvah say shazman grama went into effect. This took effect beforehand. And likewise, he says, therefore, by miras halal, women are also obligated as well. Vakosos hari niskinu lomar lehem halal vagoda. Again, because halal was said al hakos, and therefore women are obligated in halal as well. Siv Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Tinokos shegiel chinuch, young children that reach the age of understanding, mitzvah litein lechol echad kosel lefonim. Then you have to give each child their own kos. Mishbur explains the Siv Kotin Memvav, avol eno ma'akiv. But if they don't, then it's still okay. It's not ma'akiv. As the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sif Samach, from the Chok Yaakov, mitnei shalahabi posim lo niskinu arba kosel lekatanim kiv Yehuda, that in fact, children don't have this obligation at all. And therefore, if they don't have their own cup, it's okay. Sivkot Mem Zayin, the Mishbur says, Ayin and Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph, Siv Yud Gimel, Bebir Halocha, Shesidadnu, the Kotin Eno Tzorch Lishtos, Rov Revius. The child doesn't have to drink Rov Revius, Rakim Lo Lugmov the day. He just has to drink his mouth full because we don't want the child to get drunk or sick. If you make him drink too much, then a child of his young age is capable of drinking safely. At what age does a child reach this age of chinuch? Sudir Shifut number 50 discusses this, and we said this in the past. It's basically kol echod lefi charifoso, that every child, according to his sharpness, some will be 5, some 6, some 7, and it depends on the individual child. And there's no difference over here between girls and boys, yechayiv in both, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The issue footnote number 51 brings down from the Stipler Gaon that you should give young children grape juice. Then they can drink the regular amount and not have to worry. And this is the opinion also of, as well as Rabbi Yashiv. See, adults should try to have wine rather than grape juice. Certainly for children, one can use grape juice. Now the Ramah says, Hagov, ein likach kol shepiv tzar ke'ein klug glass. You shouldn't use a narrow cup. In the klug glass over here, it says in the Tirgum at the bottom, is like a bakbuk, some sort of a narrow container. And the reason is because mipnei shelo yuchal lishtos revius kiachad. It brings down from Mari Bruna that you won't be able to drink it all at once, and therefore that's not the ideal cup. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Memches explains ukein shemuvah lekamen in Siv Tof Ayin Hey. We're going to learn over there in Siv Aleph linyan matzah. The same idea applies with matzah. We'll see when we get there. If you use such a narrow type of a glass, so then as long as you didn't have a long delay in between, so then you're a yotze. As we already previously learned. The Ramah continues and he says, so you don't use a narrow cup like this for birchas hamazon. And he says, Ein Lael and Simon Kuf Pegimo Siv Dali the Hagoy. And the Ramah over there, the Kain Hakoshal Kiddush. The same laws apply not only to the coast of birchas hamazon, but also the coast of Kiddush and Ein Lael and Simon Reish Ein Aleph Siv Yod. And this is brought down in the base Yosef. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Memtes, the reasoning is, should Tzorach Litein Einabo, you have to be able to look at it. Kimvur Sham, V'chein Linen Kiddush, Ki Agadin. The same thing applies with Kiddush. If it's a very narrow cup, you can't really see the wine, and that's not ideal. The issue footnote number 52 brings down, however, if that's the only coast that's available, so then in Lahak B'Zeh, then that's not essential. Finally, we go to Sivkot and Tezayin, Mitzvah L'chalit Latinokos Kloyim, Kleos ve'gozim, k'dei shiru shinu v'yishalo. It's a very big mitzvah to, at the start of the Seder, as we'll see, to hand out special candies. In those days, there were popcorn and walnuts, and that would be a special treat, and it would be astonishing that they get this before the meal, so the kids will ask, say, what's going on over here? The Mishabur explains in Sivkot Nun, wrote Salomat, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, Sha'ayidei zeh yis'oru losum lev al kol ha'shinuyim u'minhagi laila. So this way, the children will be awakened and say, hey, what's going on over here? And they'll pay attention to all of the changes on this night, all the different minhagim we have, and the yishalu she'elos ha'muvarim benusach manishtana. They'll ask all the questions in the manishtana, because they'll be interested to see what's going on. Hey, look, we got these candies. What's going on? Ubishasis, he brings down from the Gemara, Kadeshul Yishnu Vishalu. Likewise, that they shouldn't fall asleep. They should remain excited and ask the Manishtana. Vitzorach La'orurim, and you have to excite them. You have to keep them awake. Shlo Yishnu. Ad Achar Avodim Ayinu V'chule, as we pointed out already previously, they should be up to hear the answer, at least Avodim Ayinu. Sheyedu Inyan Tzir Tzrayim. They should learn the basics about Yitzir Tzrayim. The Iker HaMitzvah Hu Atshuva Al Shilas Mino. The Iker Mitzvah isn't to say to Manishtana, that's what the kids learn, but the Iker is the answer to the Manishtana. As the Pasuk tells us, you have to tell the children what's going on, what is this Yetzias Mitzrayim, why are we having this Seder? And not like many, unfortunately, people do. If the kids say Manishtana, they let the kids go to sleep. And they don't know a single answer to their questions. The issue footnote number 53 points out, as I already said, that you give out these kloyos and egos and the candy to the children at the beginning of the Seder. And the Shulchan Arav says, Shekodim asiyas haseder yichalik lehem kloyos vegozim. You hand out something that will interest them, pique their interest before the Seder. And indeed, this was the practice of the Stipler Gaon. The reason for this, the Chida says, is because we want to make sure that it's lechem oni, lechem she'onim, although the Rav Harbi, there should be a whole Socratic discussion over here about the Seder with questions and answers. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Ayin Beis and today's Shir.